I was brought up with the old-fashioned notion that no means no, and if you have to try too hard, you're clearly a loser. When I first dipped my toe into the world of playwriting, people said yes and invited me in. Then, later, they didn't. The no's were humiliating, a body blow. I reacted with furious hauteur. I wouldn't approach them again until they were begging for my work. I'd always reacted similarly in love. The last resort of the spurned lover is to spurn first. You don't want me? You can't have me anyway. That wasn't always successful, but the one power you have in a dying romance is to walk away. Later again in my writing career, one particular gatekeeper even stopped bothering to say no. They just didn't respond at all. They were being paid a salary to respond to writers, and I was a writer with a track record, so I was bemused by their behaviour. The rage was building over a period of months, probably stoked by subterranean rejections of all sorts, going back to childhood, to the womb, to before the womb, to legions of unplacated ghosts of ignored women and writers over the centuries. Finally, I cracked. I woke up one morning and I thought, right, that's it. I'm giving up writing altogether. Then they'll be sorry. I was rejecting the rejectors. It felt terrific. It felt powerful. They didn't want my work. Fine, I wasn't going to write it anyway. Ha, then they'd see. That lasted a couple of hours. And then came the awful, inevitable realisation. They didn't care if I rejected them. They didn't care if I never wrote another play in my life. They might not even notice. Nobody was going to call me up saying, please don't do this, we need your plays. No, they wouldn't care. But I would. The thought of never writing again was unthinkable. What would I do with all the long, dull, empty hours of my life stretching ahead of me? Who was I if not a writer, and what could I do? The ideas wouldn't stop coming, just because I'd beaten the rejectors at their own game. At first, I wanted to get treatment, aversion therapy perhaps. Electric shock me every time a little idea creeps into my brain. Stop those writerly urges. Stamp out the desire to tell stories. Gradually, I realised that I didn't want to stop, and that they weren't going to stop me, just as they can't stop someone falling in love. In the end, I understood that my rejection of the rejectors was liberating after all. I don't write for them. I've stopped trying to provide what I think they want. I'm allowing myself to try things out, experiment, develop, be brave. And I've clocked that successful people don't let rejection stop them. They just keep pushing at the closed doors until one gives way. Inua Elams told me that in Nigeria, if someone says no to you, it's simply a sign that you've asked either the wrong question or the wrong person. All you have to do is keep asking until you find the right person, and they will give you the answer you want. So it's not me, it's them. That's what I try to remember.